This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we are looking at the results of the elections that were tabulated last night, most of them settled. One of the most disappointing results for Republicans was there had been the assumption that the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, who has a high approval rating, is very popular in Virginia. A lot of people had thought he could be persuaded if he won yesterday in the state legislative elections in Virginia, that he could have been pushed into jumping into the presidential race. Well, apparently not. He not only failed to take control of the state Senate for the Republicans, but they actually lost control of the state House of Delegates, what used to be called the House of Burgesses. They lost control of that to the Democrats. The Democrats now have a full control of both houses of the Virginia legislature, which doesn't make Glenn Youngkin any more happy. So what do Republicans do to get consolation? How about watching the debate that is happening tonight? There was a column that caught my eye because I agree with it so strongly. It's by Matt Bai of the Washington Post, and he says the third Republican primary debate will matter if you let it. And Matt Bai is a Washington Post contributing columnist, a journalist, author, and screenwriter. He spent more than a decade with the New York Times, where he's chief political writer for the Sunday magazine. And he spent 5 years as national political columnist for Yahoo News. Matt, what do you say to people who are planning to miss the debate, skip the debate tonight? Because they say, we've heard it all before, there's going to be nothing new here. What's different about this debate?
Well, thanks for having me, Michael. It's always good to be with you. And it is a different debate, just because the numbers are different, mostly. I mean, if you go back to 2016, when Donald Trump was nominated, as we've all talked about and I've written about, the field was so crowded. We had two debate stages, not one for every debate. You had kind of a kiddie debate and an adult debate. You were talking about 17 candidates. It was very hard for some really serious candidates. John Kasich comes to mind, Christie at that time, Jeb Bush. It was hard for a lot of serious candidates who were on the wings of those stages to get any kind of real time to make their case. And because Trump had a kind of unshakable plurality of voters, he was able to sneak by for a long time in that campaign as a polling leader without a majority or anything close to it, so well deep into the primaries. So really that split vote made a big difference. And then, again, even in the early stages of this campaign, when we have another open Republican field, you had seven or eight candidates and Trump wasn't there, granted, but again, very hard for anybody to differentiate themselves or for Republican voters to pay much attention. And tonight you're going to have five people on the stage. We could argue about which ones of them are serious, but I think there's some pretty good options on the stage. A couple of people who are really strong candidates in a field that did not include Trump. And I think the danger is because Trump has such an enormous lead in all the public polling that, people kind of feel like it's over and it doesn't matter. But the fact is the decision still rests in the hand of Republican voters. They do have options. They saw, again, as you pointed out in your intro last night, the ceiling that exists nationally for what we would call Trumpism as a political philosophy. I think it's that I'm really just asking Republican voters. I'm hoping that Republican voters will continue to take that responsibility seriously and give it serious thought, because they seem to be sort of resigning themselves to a fate, to which they're actually resigning the rest of us to. And it's not a normal election and it's not a normal fate. And I think there's a chance here to still hear some serious candidates.
Well, it's one of those things that the polls that have so greatly encouraged President Trump and his supporters Those polls also show that as well as he runs in swing states against Joe Biden, Nikki Haley would do even better. And Nikki Haley obviously seems to be the main Trump alternative that is gaining momentum at the moment. She's done very well, been very effective in both of the previous two debates. Do you look for her to be a potential star tonight?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that she's a better general election candidate than Donald Trump. I actually think Chris Christie and Tim Scott also would be far and away better general election candidates. If I were a Republican who wanted the White House back, I would certainly prefer one of them. I think they cut into core Democratic constituencies, and assuming President Biden's on the other side of that race, I think that would kind of be game over, in my view, if the Republican Party nominated Haley or one of them. I also think she's a really talented politician, and I do think she'll do well tonight. I think she always does well in debates. I've always been impressed with her just political skill and acumen. She can be a little shiftless, perhaps, her conviction can waver, I think, as we saw when she opposed Trump and then served him so loyally and maybe too loyally, but that's the field you have, right? I mean, all of those candidates have been with Trump, I think, more often than some of us thought integrity would dictate. But she's a strong candidate. I think Christie's a strong candidate. And like I said, I think won very, very well in a general election.
The difficulty for Chris Christie is that right now he has been so focused and so brutal in his attacks on Donald Trump, it's hard to imagine that some of Trump's loyalists would ever shift over to Christie. Does Nikki Haley have to walk a fine line to avoid alienating permanently all of the people who think that Trump was the greatest president we ever had?
No, I think that's the wrong way to look at it, actually. And I think that has proven to be, since 2016, the wrong way to look at it. The entire philosophy of the Republican field, the leaders in the Republican field who were not Donald Trump in 2016, was if we just toe the line and don't say things that will really anger his base, then eventually when he falls apart, we'll inherit the base. It actually doesn't work like that. You have, I think it was my colleague Jonathan Martin wrote this a few weeks ago, and he's exactly right. There are two parties coexisting right now under the banner of the Republican Party. They are not the same party. There is a Trump Party, which is not a majority of what we used to think of the Republican votership, but there's an unshakable Trump majority. I don't know what that number is, 35, maybe 40% of the party. And then there is a Republican, a more traditional Republican vote, a large part of whom seems to be at least okay with Trump or feel like he's a fait accompli, and for whatever reason, which still mystifies me, are willing to go along and renominate him right now if the polls can be believed. You don't beat Donald Trump by pulling that 35 to 40% over to you. You beat Donald Trump by coalescing, by galvanizing and coalescing the rest of the party. Some of Trump's voters, most probably, would go along with the Republican ticket, and maybe a lot of them would not. A lot of them are new to the party since Trump got there. But I don't think there is any path for a challenger, whoever it is, by trying to satisfy both the Trump Party and the traditional Republican Party, such as it still exists. I think you make your last stand and you try to galvanize the large share of the party that has misgivings about him as a standard bearer, both because of his ideology and divisiveness, and because of his electability and honesty and integrity, and because of his electability.
And there is, by the way, those other polls that showed him winning all the swing states did a what if to him being convicted in one of the many, many, many court cases he has with 91 literally different indictments, that if he is convicted and guilty on any of those, apparently he would lose 6% of the total electorate. And he would no longer be winner in any of those swing state competitions. Matt Bai, his piece about watching the debate tonight is important and responsible and very entertaining to read. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is continued debate going on about what would work and what wouldn't work for Republicans. Matt Bye, in his column about the upcoming debate, says, and I believe this is true, is one of the reasons people may not want to watch this debate is because of the participation of Vivek Ramaswamy. And one of the things he says is, see, personally, I don't find either one especially persuasive. He's talking about the candidates he qualifies as the Trump imitators. And he says those include Ron DeSantis. And what Matt Bai writes is, he says, I don't find either one especially persuasive. DeSantis is one of the whiniest debaters I've ever heard. And Ramaswamy sounds like a sleazy preacher from the Church of Nihilism. But hey, one of them might appeal to you. And you'll only find out by actually watching this debate. And there should be an open mind, because one of the things that the Wall Street Journal makes very clear today is that what the election return showed yesterday is just how close this election is likely to be. And they mention in the Wall Street Journal today, in their analysis of the results, that the results could mean that this is for the House, for the Senate, and for the presidency, an incredibly close election in every regard. For instance, when it comes to the Senate, and this is from Hotline, which is a part of the National Journal. It says, what it takes to win the Senate in 2024. Democrats will have to overcome the odds once again on an unfavorable map to defend their majority. They will play defense on 23 Senate seats in a presidential election year, with recent polling showing President Trump leading in 5 of the 6 battleground states they need to win. Democrats believe their path to victory rests on quality candidates who can contrast with their Republican opponents, who they plan to highlight their extreme vulnerabilities. This is especially potent when it comes to abortion. Tuesday night's key victories in Ohio, where abortion was on the ballot, and Kentucky and Virginia, where Democrats had campaigned on abortion, showed that Democrats' momentum on abortion rights does not appear to be going away anytime soon. Democratic Senate Campaign Committee Chair Gary Peters, he's a senator from Michigan, said the abortion issue was very powerful in the last cycle as a result of the Dobbs decision, but it will continue to be very powerful in the last cycle as a result of powerful in this cycle as well. The two question marks remain on the map. Whether Senators Kyrsten Sinema, independent from Arizona, and Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, will run for re-election. Peters believes Manchin will win if he runs, but he's not yet ready to say if Sinema will be treated as an incumbent if she jumps into the race. The difficulty here is that for Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, they both right now count as part of that 51-seat Democratic majority. If either of them quits or loses the seat, these are Democratic seats. Even though Joe Manchin has an independent streak and he's talking about running for president on the no labels line, which I hope he doesn't do. And Kyrsten Sinema is also, they just had new polling that they issued in Arizona, and it shows that she runs third, but there's a tie between Carrie Lake, who is would be the presumed Republican nominee, and Ruben Gallego, who is the presumed Democratic nominee, who is a Democratic congressman in Arizona. So meanwhile, the Republicans are looking down at the best map we've seen in a decade, says the National Republican Senate Campaign Committee Chair Steve Daines. If Republicans can net just 2 seats or flip 1 and win the White House, they can take back the Senate. In other words, they don't even need to when one of the big four, the four seats that they're aiming most of their attention on, the Republicans, are West Virginia and Arizona and Montana, and which went heavily for Trump and should be a Republican state. Everything else is Republican except the Senate seat for John Tester. And Pennsylvania, where they feel that they have a good chance against Senator Casey, especially with David McCormick as the leading nominee. But this year, Steve Daines, a senator from the Dakotas who recently told Hotline that they have started the cycle off on the same page and are feeling good about the state of recruits. Daines said this cycle they've been very deliberately about courting candidates who they want, who will be able to win the general elections and to appeal not only across the Republican base, but importantly appeal to independents, which he calls the party's winning formula for 2024. Republicans are also trying to tweak their messaging on abortion. If their candidates are able to get more specific on where they stand, speak more adroitly on the issue, and if that issue is either neutralized or narrowly won by Republicans, Democrats have nothing else going into this election, said the head of the Republican committee. This is, I think, underestimating the message the American people sent last night in Ohio and that they have been sending all across the country. I honestly believe the real passion for Americans on the issue of abortion is just shut up about it already. I mean, people are tired of hearing about it. And the majority of people have moderate opinions on abortion. They don't think it's a good thing, but they don't think it's the equivalent of murder. And the idea that that this is something that the American people are undivided about, it's the seven elections in a row that have been held already. And abortion has won on all of them. And the idea that the Democrats are going to want to exploit this issue, it seems to me it's a shame. But something else that the Democrats can't exploit, and Republicans can, the signal sent by voters last night in Seattle. It is, according to Seattle Times and Danny Westney, no longer the most progressive city. Very different. And it may help to make a very big difference in the gubernatorial election. We're speaking to Republican Dave Riker. Coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. The pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid into Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Ivanka Trump giving testimony in her father's civil fraud trial in New York today. New York Attorney General Letitia James contends that Ivanka personally gained from the exaggerated figures of her father's business.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
Ivanka stated she has no involvement in the creation of her father's financial statements. And the giant pandas at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C. left for China this morning, almost 1 month earlier than their stay's expiration date. John Schaefer, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's amazing is there is a substantial group of voters in the state of Washington who are young enough so they have never, ever had the experience of living in a state with a Republican governor. That's about to change, in my opinion, and according to my hope, because there is a very viable, a very dynamic, and very well-qualified candidate for governor on the Republican side for the election coming up. It's now less than a year from now. His name is Dave Reichert. I've supported him before in his terms as a member of the United States Congress, and certainly was an admirer of his work as a sheriff of King County, his work particularly in law enforcement. Dave Reichert, thank you for joining the show. And we were just talking off the air. Some of the results last night in the local elections in the city of Seattle have to be encouraging to centrist and conservative candidates like you, because as the Seattle Times, Danny Westneat, wrote, the signal sent by voters last night indicates Seattle is the progressive, most progressive city no more. The key takeaways offer a look at the Seattle City Council shows an early swing towards moderates and away from incumbents. A lot of this has to do with the law enforcement issue, doesn't it, Congressman Reichert?
Yes, absolutely. I think that was one of the main messages from the more moderate candidates running for the city council.
Yeah, and right now, in terms of what the governor can do, there's a contrast between the agenda of the Democrats and the ACLU, and this is in Olympia, in the state capitol, and the agenda put forward by law enforcement officers, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, so WASPIC is sort of the leading edge of the efforts in Olympia for legislative agenda for all Washington police departments and sheriff's offices in the state. And as they meet, and I, of course, used to be a member of WASPIC and the State Sheriff's Association, who work closely together in looking at, okay, how can we better protect the citizens of Washington State, and especially in today's world, very heightened awareness regarding our safety as we look at a recent report that came out and said that nationally crime has gone down about 6%, but in Washington State it's gone up about 16%. And there's a lot of reasons for that, not just one, but a couple that I'll mention real quick. One is we have released about 30 to 35% of our inmates from prisons. We're looking at closing down prisons. We also have about 600 less officers than we had last year. We are 51st in the country, when you include Washington, D.C., as far as the numbers of police officers per capita in patrolling our streets and keeping our communities safe. Another would be just the inability of officers in the state to pursue criminals. So there's sort of a get-out-of-jail-free. If you can outrun the cops can't chase you, steal a car, and goodbye car. I think the number that I heard recently is in King County and Pierce County, about 80 cars a day are stolen.
Hold on. In King County alone, 80
King and Pierce combined.
Oh, King and Pierce combined. It's 80 cars a day being stolen?
Yes. So about a month ago, the number I was given was 65. Went up to 70 a couple of weeks ago, and just this morning, a number we got was 80. So the law enforcement community is looking at a lot of, there are four basic things they're looking at. They're looking at drug laws, which in Washington State essentially has made drug possession legal. And I think most people would recognize that creates a lot of chaos, but it's not just enforcing the drug laws. It's also a matter of providing rehab and treatment for those who need that sort of help. So combined effort and holding offenders accountable that are continually repeating. You know, back in my day, the criminal justice system for many, many years was really the gateway to those social services that people need to get themselves out of that vicious cycle of being addicted to substances like drugs and alcohol. And then the second thing the law enforcement community is pursuing are pursuits, the lack of pursuits. And so back to that 80 cars a day, if you're going to steal a car and the cops can't chase you, then might as well just steal a car and run.
All of this has to do with some of the problems, and the fact is that these are not just problems in downtown Seattle. They are not just problems in Tacoma. They are problems in Tri-Cities and Spokane and all over the state, and problems of encampments and homeless people living on the streets, and the inability of the state or localities to do anything about it. I mean, I know you've talked a lot about this, and this would be a top priority for the Reichert administration as governor, would it not?
Yes, absolutely would be. There are some things that, you know, the question you normally get, and I think what you're driving to is is what could the governor do? And it is a statewide issue, and these initiatives, the first two that I talked about, affect the entire state, the current law that's in place. And so these initiatives would affect, by WASPIC, would affect and improve the response of law enforcement across the state. One of the things that I have been heavily involved in is trying to keep prisoners in prison, even after I've left, or during Congress, and after I left Congress, actively engaged in keeping some of the crooks that I put in jail back in the 80s and the 90s, who are scheduled to be released and paroled, and they're dangerous criminals. And one of the things that I've discovered during that those efforts is that our parole board is very interested in releasing as many prisoners as they can, trying to prove that they're a model inmate, which of course does not make them a model citizen. And so those are all appointed by the governor. The first thing I would do is dismiss all of the parole board members and find people who, with some common sense, that would be equally balanced in the world of giving people a second chance, but also holding people accountable. If you do the crime, you got to do the time. That would be the first thing I've done. And then is supporting these initiatives that BOSBIC has presented to others that they will present is recruitment and retention of officers. As I said, we're 600 less than last year. We're 51st in the nation as to the number of cops on the street and protecting. So we let crooks out, and then we have less cops, which in turn... yes, sir.
Yeah, there's another thing you're talking about, retention of officers. One of the things I want to get to in the time we have remaining is retention of businesses and business leaders. We recently had quite a bit of publicity about Jeff Bezos leaving Seattle, and one of the factors appears to have been taxes. The people of Washington, I cannot believe, do not want an income tax. They do not want constant tax increases. What is Dave Reichert going to do as governor of the state? He's a Republican candidate for governor that could hold the line on taxes and keep this state a vital center of commerce and business. We'll be right back with Dave Reichert. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that would be very different with a Republican governor in charge in Olympia, especially a Republican governor with experience leading a major institution like the Sheriff's Department in King County, and with experience working with the House of Representatives of the United States. If somebody wants to be prepared to deal with the Washington legislature, that kind of congressional experience is important. Dave Reichert has it on both sides. And I'd raised the issue before of taxation, because with all kinds of nibbling around the edges, the Democrats and the leading Democrats who are running for governor seem to be moving us closer and closer to establishing a statewide income tax, which Washington for years has been blessed to avoid. Dave Reichert, I assume you would hold the line and use your power as governor to hold the line on tax increases generally, but a state income tax in particular.
No, absolutely. You mean you have to listen to the voters, all of the community events and visits to the residents that live in Washington State. The issue of taxes has come up each and every time. And the two that do come up are the capital gains tax and the cap and trade gas tax. But capital gains, I always ask the question, how many times have we voted in Washington State not to have an income tax? And the number 9 keeps coming up. I haven't gone back and researched that, but suffice it to say that it's been more than a handful of times people have voiced their opinion. We don't want a capital gains tax. However, this government we've been working under or living under for the last 40-plus years has found a way to tax our income, even though the IRS still defines this as an income tax. The state of Washington under our current government has found a way to tax us, which, as you noted at the end of our last session, has resulted in some businesses and some very wealthy people deciding we're moving out of state, which further reduces the number of jobs and places a bigger burden on the state for the unemployed and the homeless.
And what could you, can you do? What are other sources of actually keeping that state budget in balance, which you have to do. You're constitutionally obligated to do it, other than raising taxes and putting additional burdens on the taxpayers.
Yeah, so the good thing, I think people know and recognize that a Republican governor is going to be working with a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate the first term. That might change in the next, you know, 5 to 8 years, but reality is working with the Democrats has been one of my strengths, working and reaching across the aisle. But the first thing that, of course, would happen is that any additional tax bills coming from a Democrat-run legislative body would be vetoed. And that would be, of course, the first step and the most powerful step that we could take.
Okay, and in terms of one of the other issues that, of course, Governor Inslee for all of its, it seems like more than three terms, doesn't it? It seems like he's been here forever. But for Governor Inslee and for Bob Ferguson, who wants to be his successor as governor, they put a great emphasis on environmental issues, and not just on climate change, but environmental issues in general. And I know that when it comes to parklands and conservation and actually helping the state with federal resources when you were in Congress, this was one of those areas where, like a lot of other previously successful Republicans, you have compiled a actually glowing record. What do you say to people who instinctively rely only on Democrats because of environmental issues? What does Dave Reichert offer that maybe some other previous candidates haven't?
Yeah, I think if you... You know, people need to go back and take a look at my record, Wild Sky, Alpine Lakes, and others. That was a cooperative, both of those efforts, one started by Jennifer Dunn, Wild Sky. Both of those efforts took a cooperative team from both east side of the Cascades and the west side of the Cascades to come to an agreement. We have hunters and fishermen, fisherwomen, you know, those outdoors people who love to protect the environment, and then those people on the west side have some entirely different reasons for protecting the environment. So the ultimate goal was protect the environment. We all agree that that is a that's a goal that we all want to strive for. However, you can't do that at the same time and punish the people who live in Washington State. And the cap and trade gas tax, it was deceptively announced to us that it would be just pennies, and it quickly rose to 50 cents a gallon. It is expected by 2030 that it still is imposed. It'll be another 80 cents a gallon and will continue to go up by the end of that year to almost a dollar a gallon. This is a burden on everything, on everyone who lives in Washington State. It affects everything, every product that we buy. The other deceptive language used was that farmers and truck drivers were exempt from this tax. However, they didn't create any process within the legislation to allow that exemption to occur. So now they're, quote, end quote, they're in negotiations with the truck drivers and the farmers, and all the while they're in these negotiations, the truck drivers and the farmers are continuing to pay this extra 50 plus cents a gallon, which, again, it just piles on the cost to everything that we purchase here in Washington State. Now, the governor has the ability at right now today, there is language in the bill that allows the governor to hit the pause button, because this is a great burden on the people that live in Washington State. That is the first thing that I would do related to taxes, is hit that pause button. and stop this gas tax. Let's work together to protect the environment, but at the same time, create an economy in this state where we can all succeed and create jobs.
And the other issue, and in the brief time we have remaining to us, is education, where we spend more and more and more per student. We're doing all that, some of that court mandated, but the student performance has not risen accordingly. You would be a supporter of more choice in education, would you not?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Short answer, yes.
And long answer, at allowing people to select how their own tax money is used for behalf of their children?
That would be the ultimate goal. I do like how some other states have arranged their tax collection to allow families to decide which school would be most beneficial for their child, I would actually hopefully be able to work with Democrats in coming to some agreement where we could start to look at pilot programs to produce that kind of legislation to allow that kind of choice.
This is Dave Reichert. I think that there are a lot of people listening to you who are going to want to get more information on your campaign and how it's going, and maybe even to lend a hand. You can go directly to our website at michaelmedved.com, or you can go to reichertforgovernor.com. That's spelled R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T forgovernor.com. That's all one word. And again, I am so glad you've decided to come back into active politics and to be the leading Republican, to become the new governor of this greatest state in the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.